They don't know we're up to exactly.
We're two dots, five lines up, Chavzai and Mavis.
There it is. Is that that's we're up to? Amar Rav Huna, correct? Amar Rav Huna. This discussion about being worried about getting the echo or the actual sound is someone who's standing outside on the lip of the bar. But anyone who is actually inside of the pit, Yatsu, they'll be Yatsu because they're for sure, I'm assuming, going to hear the authentic call. Tanya Nami Hachi, we'll bring a brisa that supports this. Yatsa. It says they're just flat out Yatsa. Aiba Tanan lo Yatsa. Our Mishnah says you're not Yatsa if you hear whatever under certain circumstances. Elav Shmamino, Kira Rav Huna Shmamino. Like Rav Huna, that if you're in the bar, you're going to be Yatsa. Ika, there are those that have the same basic outcome, but a different version of how it unfolded. The Ramule Mirama, there are those that say it was asked as a question. Tanan, it says in our Mishnah, together, Sochabar Sochadus lo Yatsa, Aiba Tanya Yatsa. We have another brisa that says Yatsa. Amar Rav Huna, according to this version, Rav Huna is coming to save the day. It makes a difference if they're outside of the bar or they're inside of the bar. Amar Rabba comes along, Rabba, and Rabba says, Shma Mino, I see from here the top of Chav Ches Amar Aleph. Shma Mino. Shama Miktas Tkia Bibar. Umiktas Tkia Al Sfasa Bar. Yatsa, sorry, not Shema Mina. Shama Miktas Tkia Bebar. Let's say you heard part of the Miktas Tkia in the bar. Umiktas Tkia Al Svasa Bar. So we're going to see, the Gemara right now thinks that what he's saying is he was on Svasa Bar and the person who's blowing was in the bar and then left the bar. That's what we think is going on over here. So Shama Miktas Tkia Bebar, Miktas Tkia Al Svasa Bar, and then he's Yatsa. Miktas Tkia. Kaidim Shialo Amir Ashachar, Umiktas Tkia La Acher Shialo Amir Ashachar, Lo Yatsa. Over there, you're not Yatsa. It's going to be very interesting language in the Gemara over here. Let's say he starts blowing before Aloysa Shachar, which is before the Zman of the Chiv, and he continues into Aloysa Shachar. You're not Yatsa. I'm assuming we're talking about one particular Tkia, Lo Yatsa. Amalei Abaye. Abaye says, My Shna Hasam, why is it any different over there where we said what? The ba'inan kula tkiya b'chiyuva v'lecha. You need the entire tkiya to be in the chiyuv. In the case of the when you're blowing it earlier in the night and you don't have that. Achanan b'inan kula tkiya b'chiyuva v'lecha. Very interesting language that the Gemara is using, making it sound like in the bar is not like a kula chiyuv. Or, yeah. There's the Gemara. Achi hashta. Hasam Laila Labs Man Chiyuvu Klal. Over there the night, no one is Mechuyev in the night. So it's not the Zman Chiyuv at all. Hacha Bar Mokum Chiyuvu Laisan Aim Neba Bar. Over here, the bar is a Mokum Chiyuv for those people that are standing inside the bar. So therefore, you can't call it Lav Mokum Chiyuv. The Memra, says the Gemara, what you mean to say is the Sover Rabba Shama Soif Tkiyuv Lo Tkiyas Tchila Yatsa. Now again, the Gemara is under the assumption that he was blowing in the bar and then came out of the bar. The people that are outside, they weren't able to hear the beginning of the tekiah, but they're able to hear the end. Says the Gemara, so you mean to say only hearing part of the tekiah is good? We're familiar with this Gemara. Here goes. We're going to get into the routine. Tashma, tokab rishon ha-mashach b'shnei kishnayim in b'yadu ala achas. A person blew one shofar blow, one tekiah, and again at the end another tekiah, and he wanted to use it also for the beginning of the next set. Why can't you split it up into two? No, maybe I could be yaitze with part of a tekiah, but you can't break it into two. Let him be yaitze with the beginning of the tekiah before it gets mixed up with the other, with the rest of the echo. It says the Gemara, "Ki kamer rabba b'tekeva oilalin nafshe." Okay, the Gemara says you're right. I don't mean that. Of course, a part of a tekiah will not work. Rather, when Rabba said his halacha, he meant "tekeva oilalin nafshe," which means the person is blowing. He himself is in the bar, and then he himself is out of the bar as he's blowing. Yihachi ma'ila memra. So then, what's the chiddush b'chalal? He can be yotze in the bar. He can be yotze out of the bar. Ma'udatema zimnim. I might think sometimes demapik reishe vekat shofar bebar. Now, when he's blowing the shofar, it could be that his ears are higher than the actual shofar, and his head will go out of the bar, and the shofar itself is still in the bar. So it's almost as if the person, the quote unquote, the person blowing the shofar, or the shofar is being blown in the bar, and he's out. Become an Arabic kala, and then he's going to hear the echo from the shofar. Kamash Malan, we don't worry about that. He's blowing the shofar, he's going out, so then he could be Yotze. Amar Rav Yehuda, b'shofar, okay. Now we're moving on to a whole new topic over here. Amar Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda says, b'shofar shel oila lo yitoka. B'shofar shel oila, and oila is a carbon. You should not blow. However, v'imtoka, Yotze, you shouldn't blow because it's kachim, and kachim we know is asur bahana. But if you blew your yaitzim, b'shofar shel shlamim lo yitoka, but b'shofar shel shlamim, you also should not blow. It's also a carbon. Lo yitaka v'imtaka lo yotza. And but if you blow, you're not yotza. My time. Oila bas me'ilahi. But oila has a component of full fledged me'ilah. Kivan de mo'al, once he's mo'al, but nafik la l'chulin. And then it becomes not kachim anymore. And therefore, you could be yotza with it because now that you've blown, it's no longer kachim. Which doesn't have an Isser Me'ilah, but it's Asr Behana, just not with the Isser Me'ilah. Therefore, you're not going to be Nafik L'chulin. Maskif L'Rabba, Emas Mal. When is the... What?
Why isn't it a mitzvah b'avavera? It's supposed to be Nikrav on the Mizbeach, so you didn't do what you're supposed to. So yeah, it goes out of being hektish now. But it should be a mitzvah b'avavera.
So I believe that the problem that we're having with the shlamim is mitzvah b'avera. Oila doesn't have a problem with mitzvah b'avera because the oila, once it's yotze the chulin, so now this is the important component. Mitzvah b'avera has some tricky details. I don't need to own a shofar in order to blow it. So therefore, the Gemara says, if I steal a shofar, the Rambam says, there's no din of mitzvah b'avera on the shofar because ein din gezel b'kol. It's a little complicated, but over here, where if there's an avera happening b'shas that you're blowing, then you're gonna have mitzvah b'avera, right? So by the shlamim, where it's not yotze the chulin, so while you're blowing it, you're doing an avera. Therefore, we're gonna say that it's aser masha ein kein with the oila. Once it's yotze the chulin, so now it's no longer. We don't, now it's just a regular shofar, and therefore you could blow it.
So the regular component of mitzvah b'avera will not apply to the dinei shofar.
It will.
Only if it's happening while you're tekeya.
Correct.
L'mashal, if I was doing gezel sheino with somebody while blowing the tekeyas, then that would be a mitzvah b'avera that would passel shofar?
That's a very interesting shaila, because that's kind of like a grama type of thing, almost. Interesting shaila. It's kind of like, in other words, if I'm a person's doing some sort of chilul yom tov with his right hand while he's blowing with his left hand, that's not called a mitzvah b'avera, right? So over here, I'm blowing and I'm doing an avera because the blowing is way. It's interesting. I don't have a good answer for that. That's an interesting shaila. I'm going to try to see. I'd be interested in hearing what people have to say. I'm going to try to look it up. Okay. Let's keep going over here. The Gemara is going to make some changes, by the way. We'll see, Rav Pinchas. Maskif lo Rava. Rava asks a question. Emas mal. When does the mi'ilah happen? The baser detoka, after he blew already. So kita kataka be yisura kataka. Hold on a second. It's basically saying like this. If you want him to be yotze with future blowings, okay, that's fine. Because then it was yotze l'chulin. But it sounds like he's yotze with the actual blowing. But while I'm blowing, it's still an avera. It's only yotze l'chulin with the blowing. So kika taka be yisura taka. The isser is happening while I'm blowing. Ein achanami, if you want to say I'll be yotze later on with this shofar, fine. But it sounded like you're imtaka yotze with that kia. Elo amar Rava.
Yeah, but that would only apply to the first. That would only apply to the first blow. No.
Correct, but it sounds like you're
yotze. Okay, so the second blow.
Doesn't say you're yotze with the next blow. It says. Imtaka b'yotza. It sounds like you're yotza with this blow. The Gemara seems to feel like that's enough of a problem.
Oh, I understand. Imtaka b'y, if you use this shofar. Okay.
Right. Right. You're right, Yoni. If the Gemara was desperate, it probably could have done that. But it's not like the Gemara is not coming. Rava comes up with a different b'diavad. Elo amar Rava. So Rava says, I guess he argues. It could be that maybe that's Elo amar Rava. Rava argues. Echad zeh lo yatsa. Neither one of them are yotze. Because either because you still have an Isra Ano, or because b'shas ma'isa you were over the Isra Milo. Hadar amar, and afterwards he retracted and he said, echad zeh yotza, change of heart. Really, both of them are yotza. Why? Mitzvahs lav lehanois nitnu. Amazing. There's no discussion here at all of a problem of Isra Hana, because I'm not getting any Hana. What am I doing? I'm just blowing a shofar. Shofar is a mitzvah. Mitzvahs lav lehanois nitnu. This is a famous or a very important Rashi. What does Rashi say? Li Yisrael, liyos kiyumim lehem hana. They weren't given to Yisrael that they should enjoy them or benefit. Elo le'oil al tzavareim nitnu. They were given as a burden. I think means that you can't make your hana contingent. Even if I'm not in the mood, I'm not going to enjoy Shabbos today, or it's whatever. I still have to do it, even though Avada Shabbos has oinig in it, whatever. Amar Rav Yehuda.
Wait, and therefore it's no longer Me'ilah?
Yeah, Me'ilah is Hana. There's no Isra Hana. Right. So now, the reason why you shouldn't have been Taka is not because it's Usser. It's like Zilzul Kutchim, I think it's going to say. It's like, yeah, come on, what do you have to take a Shofar of Kutchim? Get another Shofar. Amar Rav Yehuda. B'Shofar shel Avada Zara, lo Yitaka. Im Taka Yatsa. B'Shofar shel Ira Nidachas. Lo yitaka vim taka lo yatsa. My time yirani dachas. Why yirani dachas is not yitza? Says the Gemara. Another very important idea. Ktuti michtas shiura. Ktuti michtas shiura is the following basic idea, which is that anything that is meant to be burned, like an yirani dachas, which is meant to be burned, then we don't see it as having the shear. It doesn't have the chashivas of the shear. There's a shear shayfer, if you remember. You're holding it and enough room that you can hold it and it can be seen on both sides. This shofar, because it is destined to be burned, it's irani dachas, ketuti mechtas shiura. It's like burnt up, it's like broken up and doesn't have a shear. Amarava, amudra hana mechaveroi. Someone that makes a pledge, makes an oath, not to be nana from chaver. Mutra litkoya by tkiya shal mitzvah. He can be tokea for him. Litkoya loy, tkiya shal mitzvah. He can represent him because we said before mitzvahs lav lanas nitnu. Amutra hana mi shofar, and a person that makes a neder, an oath not to neder from a specific shofar, mutra l'tkaya boy tkiya shal mitzvah. He could use that shofar as tkiya shal mitzvah. These two seem to be pretty similar. Vamir Rava, amutra hana mi chaveroi, maze alav mei chatas b'yimei hagishamim. One is mutra hana mi chaveroi, he's able to sprinkle on him the waters of the chatas in the rainy season, where he gets I'm thinking alternative, but there's another word for it. There's no secondary ana or no. I'm going to think. Let's see if you can come up with a good word for me, my friends. Avol loy b'yimayis achama. Yoyis achama, you can't sprinkle megishamim mechatas on him. Why? It's hot day. So even though the mitzvah itself is not a hana, and we're saying that he's not, and he's doing this for the mitzvah, still there will be a secondary benefit, if anyone has a better word for me in that.
Like a byproduct, but that's not it, probably.
Ulterior, maybe? Like an ulterior motive? Ulterior benefit? I'm not sure. That is enough to aser. Over here, there is a machlokes as to why that's true, but we'll leave that alone for now. Same type of thing, hamudra hanami mayon, someone that makes a pledge, you will not get hanah from a spring. Toivabo tefila shel mitzvah b'moisa gishamim. He could be toival in the winter time because it's cold. He's not getting any hanah from that. All he's getting is a mitzvah. Avaloi b'moisa chama. But he can't do it in the times of the summer where, aside for the mitzvah, he's enjoying the dip. Sholchulei la'avur d'shmua. Kafu v'achol matzah. Yatsa. Let's say someone forced him and he ate matzah, he's yatsu. He's kafu man. Who's the one who's forcing him? Ilema kafu shade. If he's forced by, seems like he was overtaken by a poltergeist. Vatanya, eat him by a shade. eat, what's the other word we use for? A dibik. Eatim chalim, eatim shaita, kishu chalim, harihu kepikech l'chol davar. Kishu shaita, hu kishaita l'chol davar. Someone has got schizophrenia, I don't know if that's what it's called, or he's, what's it called? Someone has two split personality. There, that's it. If part of the time he's crazy, his doctor, I don't know which one is the crazy one, Dr. Jekyll, I think Mr. Hyde is crazy, I'm not sure. That sounds like Jekyll. Jekyll sounds like he's crazy. Anyway, when you're the crazy one, you can't be yoytze the mitzvah. When you're the normal one, you can be yoytze the mitzvah. So it can't be that kafu means kafu shei, that means he's crazy at the time that he's eating the matzah, he's not yoytze. Rav Ashi shekafuhu parasahim. He's being forced by goyim to eat the matzah. Amrav Zoysomeres. Now we're going to start getting involved in a different discussion here. Amrav Zoysomeres tokeh l'shir yotza. So you're saying that you're going to be yaitz over there. So to over here, Tokei Lishir, someone who blows, and he's just blowing for music, maybe he's also yatza. In other words, if you're saying when someone forces the food down my throat, and I'm not having a mind for the mitzvah, I'm yaitza, so if I'm just blowing the shofar casually, I'm also going to be yaitza. Pshita hainu hach. That would seem to be simple. It seems to be that those are the same. So the Gemara ma'od etema hasam echol matzah merachmana va'ochol. I might think over there the Torah just said, eat matzah, and he ate. But over here, Aval Hacha, Zichroin Truaksiv. The Torah says Zichroin Tru, it makes it sound like over here there's a specific emphasis for a need for understanding. So it sounds like, I think it's Machalik's Gemara. Well, Ms. Asik Ba'alma, when he doesn't have that awareness, it sounds like Shofar might need more Kavana. Kamash Malan, that it works over there also. Anyway, so what do you see? Alma kasavar avar, mitzvahs ein srichas kavana. Wow, hitting some big gemaras over here. We see from Rava, you have a guy forces you, you're yaitze. If you just blow and you're blowing for music, you're yaitze. I see mitzvahs don't need kavana. Eisvei asked the gemara, hayakayri batayra. A person was reading the Torah, v'igia zman hamikra. And he was just reading the Torah, v'igia zman hamikra, and it came time of kriyashma. Im kiven libo yatze, happens to be he's reading the parasha of Kriya Shema in the Torah. Im kiven libo, if he has kavana, so then yatze. I'm like im lav lo yatze. What do we see? That you need to have kavana. My lav kiven libo latzeis. You see, you need to have kavana to be yatze. So the Gemara loy likrois. He has to have intention to read. Likrois hakakari. Hello, he's reading. What do you mean? He doesn't have to have intention to read. The guy's reading. What do you think he's doing? So the Gemara bekoyre lehagia. No, what's going on over here is he's checking his Sefer Torah. So he's not really reading. Rashi says, I think that he's kind of like mumbling, maybe. Megam game. So you don't even know if he's actually saying the words. He goes, that's what he's doing. So therefore, he has to know that he's actually saying the words. So kivein libo is that he has intention to say the words and to read them properly. Toshma. We'll bring another ayah from the Mishnah we just saw. Someone is going behind the base of the Beis HaKnesses, or he lived nearby. The Shomea called Shofar, and he casually heard the call Shofar, or call Megillah, and Kiven Liba Yatza, Vim Lav Lo Yatza. My love, and Kiven Liba Latza. You seem to say that you need to have Kavana to be Yatza. You seem to say Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana. So how could it be that Rava said Mitzvah Lav Tzrichas Kavana? Says the Gemara Loi, is Kiven Lishmoya. Lishmoya Hashama. What does that mean? We said he heard. What do you mean he has to have Kiven Liba to hear? So the Gemara Savar Chamor ba'almahu. He might have thought that it's just a chamor, it's just a donkey braying. Now that makes sense to me for a shofar. It doesn't really make that much sense for me. For a Megillah, I don't understand that. What, like, how could he think that a Megillah reading is a donkey braying? I'm not sure. Esve niskavin shaymea, below niskavin mashmia.
Rabbi would agree that anytime you have the word zichara, and you would have to have some type of some intent. Right, so yeah. We have Zichar Lamaseh Bereishis on a million mitzvahs. He holds all those eight intents.
Anything that needs awareness, there are many. For example, Bittul Chametz.
You might Kiddush.
Maybe anything that we say that needs Zikaron. So then that's an active part. I would say it's a part of the Maisa mitzvah.
Right. Okay.
Eisvei Niskavin Shoymeya V'lo Niskavin Mashmiya. They're blowing the shofar. The shomea, the one listening, has kavana. The one who's blowing doesn't have kavana. Mashmiya v'lo shomea, or the one who's blowing has kavana. The one who hears doesn't. You need both of them to have kavana. Okay, it seems like you need kavana. So bishlam eskavin mashmiya, lo neskavin shomea. You could say that. What does it mean, lo neskavin? Kasavar chamor ba'almu. You could say he thinks that it's a chamar, so he doesn't even think that he's hearing a shofar. That's what it means, lo niskavin. He knows he's hearing a sound, but he thinks he's just hearing a chamar. That could work. Elo niskavin shomei, elo niskavin mashmia. How could you say the person blowing doesn't have intention? What does that mean? He's blowing. So elo, are you telling me he doesn't have kavana for the mitzvah? Okay, so you see, mitzvah tzirchus kavana. This is going to be hechim iskachus law. Lav b'tokeil ishir. Is it not talking about where a person's tokeil ishir? And I would see that tokeil ishir is not yoitza. Rava said it is yoitza. Says the Gemara, Dilma kam min bach nivuchi. No, maybe he's just kind of. That's it, and he's not really kavana to blow at all. Amar le Abaye elameyata. Says Abaye, if that's true. Hayoshan. Okay, so now the Gemara is suggesting no rias. There is an opinion. Mitzvahs lav tzrichas kavana. Mitzvahs do not need a kavana. It's a mitzvah without kavana. Comes Abaye and goes on the back end. Very
yeah, but Rebbe, in that case, the person listening thought it was a shofar, right? Right. The person blowing was blowing that, it like it was, but there wasn't obviously wasn't a sound. So how did the second person hear it? The one, right, the case of the Gemara, that case is talking about the one blowing it didn't blow it well, but the second one thought it was a shofar, obviously.
Right. Can you hold on 1 second? Is that okay? He listened to it.
Yeah.
The first wasn't, it's interesting. I'm going to get back to the second.
In the case of Min Bach Nevuchi, you're referring to.
Yeah. That and also, the other question, I mean, I'm just talking out loud to the Olam, is I thought that if I'm being Yotze in a mitzvah for you, right, I need to have you, I need to have them in mind at least that you should be yoytze with me. I mean, maybe I don't know you're there, right? But for me to be yoytze a mitzvah for you, right? If let's say you not even if you don't appoint me as a shliach, but let's say you make kiddush for your wife, right? Or you make kiddush in shul. You have to have in mind everybody to have
the other people.
So the other kasha I have, Rebbe, is when someone's making an act of a mitzvah for other people, right? So in this case, it's different than the other cases because the person A is being yoytze person B by blowing, right? So how does he, if he's not having a mind to blow, how does he even get number two to get be mekayim the mitzvah?
Right. So this might be different than kiddush yoni. This could be a very interesting thing to research, but. The mitzvah of shofar is really the shmias shofar. I don't really have to have in mind to be mitzi you, I don't think. I have to have in mind to blow. But your mitzvah, according to many rishonim, that's the way we paskin. The bracha we make is lishmoya kol shofar. The bracha we make by Megillah is al mikra Megillah. So by Megillah, I have to have in mind to be mitzi you. But by shofar, it's not so simple that I have to have in mind to be mitzi you. Let's finish up over here, Yoni. If you want, we could try to follow up later. But you know what? I think we might have to stop here. Let's just talk about what Abaye is doing. So Abaye is going to take this idea of saying that a mitzvah doesn't need kavana and try to use it on the back end. What do I mean by that? He says that if a person would do a mitzvah without kavana, is he over on Baal Tosif if it's the wrong time to do the mitzvah? Well, if you're telling me it's lav tzrichas kavana, then I guess so. Amar le'Abaye le'me'ata hayoshen b'shmini b'sukkah yilaka. Someone sleeps on the shmini atzeres in the sukkah should get malchus. Why? Because of Baal Tosis. So then the Gemara gets into a whole discussion about Tosif. We're going to have to leave that for now. I have to see if we're going to be able to pull off a fabulous finish. It's going to be rough to pull this off tomorrow. If the Olam wants to, I don't mind doing a little extra learning tomorrow. It's a special day. We could pull it off. But the next Gemara is a lot of Agadata. We'd have to work through the Agadata. But let's stop here for now. And it's not Agadata, it's easy Gemara. Not so much Agadata, but easy Gemaras. Okay, my friends, make it a great day. It's great learning with you. Looking forward to tomorrow.